Author's Preface. The Great Wall of China is one of the most awe-inspiring creations of humanity. But why was the legendary fortification built, and who built it? Modern scholars tell us that the Great Wall is not actually a single wall, but a collection of ramparts that were raised over a 2,000-year period. Running from east to west near the northern border of China, the Great Wall was created to protect the Chinese from nomadic tribes, mainly the Mongols and Manchus. Early sections of the Great Wall were little more than barricades of branches, dirt, and rocks. As the centuries passed, the skills of the builders improved, and by the time of the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644, the Great Wall was constructed more as an endless series of small connected castles than a featureless barrier. Several million Chinese died building the Great Wall. Some of them were criminals, others were soldiers. Many were pressured into work through laws designed to reward hard labor with tax exemptions. Everyone toiled under dangerous and often besieged conditions, creating an unrivaled fortification that, if its parts were added together, would stretch for more than 5,000 miles. Once I chose to write a novel about the Great Wall, I was faced with a variety of options in terms of time and setting. I decided to place my story toward the end of the Ming Dynasty. At this time, China had about 150 million people, yet was vulnerable to Mongol attacks. Fierce, mobile, and unrivaled horsemen, the Mongols had struck fear into the hearts of the Chinese for generations. Rather than send armies north to meet and likely be defeated by their foe, the Ming leaders decided to reinforce and expand the Great Wall, a strategy that would become arguably the most ambitious building project in history. Unbound is loosely fashioned after the famous Chinese legend of a husband and wife who became swept up in the undercurrents of the Great Wall's creation. At the time that Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet was captivating audiences in the West, within China the story of Fan and Meng was being told with equal reverence. The tale of their epic struggle has been since shared from generation to generation, enduring the passage of time with as much resilience and grace as the stones upon which they are said to have suffered. So it is the setting, not the characters in this novel, that is based on historical fact. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Lao Tzu. Prologue. Beijing, April 21, 1514. The boy listened to his little sister die. Though a wall separated their rooms and his mother's weeping obscured many sounds, he could still hear his sister's tortured breathing. Sitting in a corner with his knees drawn up against his chest and his eyes closed, he trembled at the reverberations of her misery. The way she gasped for air reminded him of how she had screamed months earlier when her feet had first been bound. As was common practice, each of her toes, except for the biggest two, had been broken one after the other. The broken toes were then forced downward, beneath the sole of each foot, and wrapped tightly with a binding cloth. Tao would never forget her shrieks and screams. He had been told to ignore them, that miniature feet were for her own good and would help her marry above her station. Someday, it was promised, the pains she endured as a child would bring her comforts as a woman. Every other morning thereafter, the women had bound his sister's feet tighter, breaking additional bones and dislocating her heels. Her wails had always returned with the women, and Tao had inevitably found himself in the same corner, trying to pretend that the sounds he heard were made by a dragon trapped beneath his house, desperately seeking to find its way into the sky. At some point amid all the wretchedness, his sister's screams had turned to moans. Something had gone wrong with the binding. His mother wouldn't say what, but Tao had overheard the women talking about an infection, about how the girl's constant writhing and wailing had all but ensured that bad luck befell her. Now, as Tao tried to ignore his mother's weeping, the trails of tears cooled on his cheeks. He knew that his sister would die soon. She had only been alive for 5 years, and yet he had many memories of her smiles and laughter. She had warmed his heart, and now that she was leaving him, he felt cold and empty. It was as if a monster had clawed its way into him and then used its talons to carve out his insides. He found it hard to breathe. He ached. He besieged whoever was listening to his prayers to let his sister's endless suffering end.